Chapter 2. The Death of Sir Charles Baskerville.
The newspaper tells the story like that,
Dr. Mortimer explained to us.
I read it at the time,
Sherlock Holmes admitted.
Now I want you to tell us what really happened, Dr. Mortimer. Tell us everything that the newspaper did not say.
I'm a man of science,
Dr. Mortimer said,
and there are certain things I cannot believe. Besides, I did not want to tell a story that would frighten the new heir to Baskerville Hall. That is why I said nothing to the newspaper reporters. But I will tell you everything, Mr. Holmes. Sir Charles was very frightened about something. He believed the stories about the Hound of the Baskervilles. He always asked me questions about it. He said that he heard strange noises at night. He never went out of the house when it was dark, except to walk a little way along the yew alley. One night, about 3 weeks before he died, I found him standing outside the house. He was shaking with terror. He said there was an animal among the trees. I looked and saw an animal there. I thought it was a small cow. I tried to find it, but it disappeared. When I came back to the hall, Sir Charles was still very anxious. I stayed with him that night. It was then that he gave me the papers about the family history. Barrymore found Sir Charles's body. He said that the only footprints near Sir Charles's body were Sir Charles's, but he was wrong. I found some other footprints near the body.
A man or a woman?
Sherlock Holmes asked excitedly.
A hound,
the doctor replied quietly.
A large hound. They were quite clear.
Sherlock Holmes was very attentive now.
No one else saw the hound footprints,
he commented.
Why was that, do you think?
The hound prints were not very close to Sir Charles's body,
Dr. Mortimer explained.
I was the only person who examined the area carefully.
What about a sheepdog?
Asked Sherlock Holmes.
Sheepdogs do not have such big prints,
the doctor told him.
And the prints were not very close to the body?
Asked Sherlock Holmes.
No, they were about 20 yards from Sir Charles.
Tell me about the yew alley,
Sherlock Holmes said to the doctor.
There are two yew hedges,
Dr. Mortimer explained.
The hedges are about 9 feet high. There is a path between the two hedges. The path has grass at the sides, and there is gravel in the middle.
And the gate? Where is the gate?
The gate is in one of the hedges,
the doctor told him.
Is it possible to reach the moor by any other way?
Sherlock Holmes wanted to know.
No, you have to go through the gate to reach the moors.
I see,
said Sherlock Holmes thoughtfully.
Then you can only enter Yew Alley through the house or through the gate. Is that right?
No,
the doctor corrected him.
There is a summer house at the end of the alley. You can leave the alley that way.
Did Sir Charles reach the summer house, Dr. Mortimer?
We found his body about 50 yards away from the summer house,
the doctor confirmed.
And now the footprints,
Sherlock Holmes said.
You say that these were on the path and not on the grass. Is that right?
That's right. They were on the same side of the path as the gate that opens onto the moor.
Very interesting,
Sherlock Holmes said softly.
What about the gate itself? Was it open or closed?
It was closed and locked,
Dr. Mortimer informed him.
Is it a tall gate?
Sherlock Holmes wanted to know.
No,
said the doctor.
A man could easily jump over it.
Tell me more about Sir Charles's footprints, please.
I think Sir Charles stood near the gate for some time,
Dr. Mortimer said.
His footprints were everywhere there. There was also cigar ash near the gate.
You're a good observer,
Sherlock Holmes complimented him pleasantly.
But why didn't you come and talk to me at once?
He asked. The doctor was embarrassed for a moment.
people are saying strange things.
He began.
Several people say they have seen a huge animal on the moor. They say it is very large and that it has a strange light. These are sensible, ordinary people, Mr. Holmes. I believe they are telling the truth. I didn't know what to do.
But you're a man of science,
Sherlock Holmes cried.
You can't believe in these supernatural stories, surely.
I don't know what I believe,
the doctor admitted quietly.
All I know is this. The hound that killed Sir Hugo in 1640 was a supernatural beast.
If you think Sir Charles died because of a supernatural beast, then a detective certainly can't help you,
Holmes said acidly.
Perhaps you can't,
Dr. Mortimer replied.
But you can give me some advice, Mr. Holmes. Sir Henry Baskerville arrives in London today. I want to protect him.
Why can't he go to Baskerville Hall?
Asked Holmes.
It's too dangerous for the Baskervilles to be at the Hall,
Dr. Mortimer cried desperately.
Very well,
Holmes told him.
Go and meet Sir Henry. Bring him to me here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Mortimer left the flat. Holmes and I spent the day apart. When we met later, he asked me a couple of questions about the case.
Why do you think Sir Charles's footprints changed in the Yew Alley, Watson? Dr. Mortimer said they were complete at the beginning of the alley, but he could only see the toes at the end.
What do you think, Holmes? I replied.
Sir Charles did not walk down the alley on his toes,
Holmes said decisively.
He ran. He was frightened. He ran away from something. That's why Dr. Mortimer only saw the toe prints on the path.
He was silent for a moment.
There's another question,
he went on.
Sir Charles was near the gate in the Yew Alley. Why did he wait there? Who was he waiting for, I wonder?
I looked at my friend Holmes. He seemed pleased. He was always pleased when a case was difficult. He enjoyed thinking. Now he lit his pipe and prepared to think out the problem of the Hound of the Baskervilles.